A couple that kept 159 cats in their apartment is now banned from keeping any pets. A man was getting a vasectomy as an earthquake struck. And Chechnya bans music that is too fast and music that is too slow. These are the weird stories on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast in the galaxy. Recorded by a comedian, sometimes inside a closet. Right now, on the road again. Recording Weird AF News on the road again. Here we go. A couple that had 159 cats has been banned from keeping pets. This story is out of France. A French couple has been given a one-year suspended sentence for keeping dozens of animals in cruel conditions. So this has actually turned criminal, it sounds like. Not just banned from keeping pets, but is probably going to have to pay a fine of some sort. Cruel conditions, anytime it's over like 10, I would say that's cruel conditions. Unless you have a big estate that you can put all of your animals on. You know, like one of those Michael Jackson playgrounds. Although, I don't know if the Michael Jackson playground, that's a bad example, actually. Nobody's safe at the Michael Jackson playground. I'm kidding, guys. We love Michael Jackson, do we? Do we? I don't know. I didn't watch the documentary because I still want to listen to his music. So we have a couple from Nice. That's N-I-C-E. It's pronounced Nice, I believe, not nice. See, I'm a traveled person. I'm pretty worldly. I knew it was pronounced Nice. I could be wrong. Maybe it is nice. Is it nice in Nice? Meet my niece from Nice. The couple from Nice had 159 cats and 7 dogs. Just throwing half a dozen dogs just for good measure. In their, oh no. No. This is no bueno. It's an 861 square foot apartment. That's not okay. That's too many animals in that small space. Animals were discovered living in filth. Many of the animals were dehydrated. They were suffering from malnutrition. They were infected with parasites. So the couple's in trouble for keeping all. They're still allowed to have kids, though, guys. They can have kids, so that's great. Anybody can have kids. Why not? It's just, you got a penis, you got a vagina, just have some kids. Oh, you just totally nearly killed 160 animals? No problem. Still have some kids. You believe Bigfoot exists? No problem. Procreate. It's okay, guys. Does anyone else think that that's backwards? That anyone is just allowed to make babies? I just think it's ridiculous. I got a vasectomy. I took myself off the menu because I know what I'm capable of. Now, we have a judge here who said the couple failed to take appropriate care of the animals. Yeah, that's an understatement, judge. The couple is a woman, age 68, and a man, 52. They were issued with a permanent ban on keeping any pets. They were ordered to pay more than 128,000 euro to animal rights charities and civil parties. Last year, police intervened in a dispute at the couple's apartment and discovered the dozens of animals in each room. Authorities reported animal excrement everywhere. They're just living with all of this excrement as well. Can you imagine? I don't know what smells worse. A small apartment with the excrement of over 150 pets or one French person. Come on, guys. Those French people, they don't bathe, as you know. Oh, that's my favorite joke of the day, I think. And we'll see what's coming down the pipeline. All right. So it also says, sadly, some of the animals had died due to poor health. Investigators actually found the bodies of at least 2 cats and 2 dogs in one bathroom. Just horrible human beings or suffering from major mental disabilities. The owner of the apartment told the court that the animals were, quote, the love of their life, but that they had really screwed up the situation. Says she had apparently taken her parents 3 cats and 3 dogs in 2018 before bringing about 30 cats living in an abandoned building to her apartment. These animals had subsequently reproduced. Yeah, I don't know what you think was going to happen when you take cats and dogs and then you take on 30 more cats and other dogs. Did you think, what did you think? Now, the woman says she would have felt herself abandoned for leaving the animals abandoned. A psychiatric assessment diagnosed her with something called Noah's syndrome. Never heard of Noah's syndrome, but we can imagine what it is. You begin by cutting down some trees by the riverside, and then you build yourself a large vessel in which you fill with animals. You just fill it with animals. Noah's syndrome is a psychological need to save animals, even when incapable of properly doing so. No, I don't think she has Noah's syndrome. This is something more serious than that. I've met people with Noah's syndrome that people just want to... One of my exes, we would be walking down the street. She saw a stray dog. She'd be like, oh my God, the dog, let's get it and save it. And then, you know, I would just roll my eyes. Sure, I'll help you save the dogs. I'm like, what am I doing? Anyways, this is not just a psychological need to save an animal or to save animals. This is like a psychological need to save animals while also denying reality and your own health and living space. Consequently, killing animals in the attempt to save animals. It's filled with much more psychosis than this Noah's syndrome. Prosecutors had requested an 18-month prison sentence for them. Oh, they really thought they'd really throw the book at them, as they say. I'm just going to say, let's just be thankful they're 68 and 52 and they won't be procreating anytime soon. Oh, no, but they can adopt. A man was getting a vasectomy during an earthquake. If one has to consider one of the most chaotic places to be during an earthquake situation, perhaps the operating table is one of those places. Perhaps the operating table of your own vasectomy is somewhere on that list as well. Well, we have Justin Allen from Pennsylvania in this story. This was his exact reality on Friday when the New York City metropolitan area was shaken by an earthquake that measured 4.8. I heard about the earthquake from all of my friends that live in New York City. I saw it on their Instagrams. The earthquake was centered near Lebanon, New Jersey, according to the U.S. Geological Survey, though people reported feeling the earthquake across New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Pennsylvania. Here's a quote from our guy here, Justin. I thought maybe a train was passing by or it was just something that happens at the office that I was at. Even when the doctor was like, I think this is an earthquake, I figured he was just fooling around with me, you know, because I'm in this really precarious position getting a vasectomy. I'm like, he probably does this to everybody, just to crack a joke here. But, you know, then he actually had to stop everything that he was doing to my genitalia because everything was shaking. Usually I like my genitalia shaken, but not like that. Now, you're probably listening to this story like confused. Wait a minute. Jonesy, you mean to tell me that you're awake during a vasectomy procedure? Oh, yes, you're awake. Surprised me. I didn't find out till I got there that I was not going to be put under. No, they're just going to operate on my genitalia while I'm awake. I smelled the burning when they were cauterizing the wound. Oh, yeah, having a conversation with your... You're awake having a conversation with your doctor, if your doctor's personable like mine was. Talking about sports. What's your favorite football team, he asks me. He asked the right guy, because I could talk about football for hours. But isn't that crazy? You're awake when it happens. Anyway, so that's why this man was aware that the earthquake was occurring. He says the doctor operating on him put the tools down for a moment. We talked about how we'd never forget where we were at this earthquake moment. Asked if an earthquake during a sensitive procedure concerned him, Mr. Allen showed pure bravery. He said, well, I really wasn't worried because the doctor walked me through every step of the procedure, so it mostly felt like a brief speed bump, and we were mostly just calm and laughing as the room was shaking. I tell you, this guy Justin's pretty lucky. I mean, this is not the way you want to go in life with your pants down like that. I mean, dying like that, it just would be bizarre, wouldn't it? Or, I mean, the doctor could have been in the middle of a cut when it occurred. It doesn't say that. It doesn't give you the details of what part of the procedure he was involved in when it happened. But if he was involved in one of the sensitive portions of the, you know, perhaps there's a scalpel or that oh, man, they bust out this big needle, man, and stick it right in your cojones. It's really scary. A needle like that is just frightening in itself. When someone's putting that needle between your thighs, horrible. My God. Now, in the story, we have Justin's wife, Bridget, who has a sense of humor. She shared a picture of him on social media beside a sign reading Urology Health Surgery Center. And she wrote that the earthquake was a sign that we should never, ever, ever have another child ever, ever again, ever. Or Bridget, or it's opposite. It's opposite. You're supposed to have many more children, and now the vasectomy is going to stop that from happening, and you have now angered the gods. But thankfully, the gods are easy to appease. You just go to the nearest ocean and put out a bowl full of eggplants for the gods, for the procreation gods. I'll stop. Okay. All right, I'll stop.
Yay! At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
Chechnya is banning music that is either too fast or music that is too slow. What? Undercooked pizza, jail. Burned pizza, jail. Music that is too fast or too slow. All right, very limiting over there in Chechnya. This Russian Republic is said to have ruled that all of the music should correspond to a tempo of 80 to 116 beats per minute, meaning that all Western rave and Western techno music would be banned. I got news for you. It's all techno music is going to be banned, whether it's from the West or the East or the North or the South or from the space station. It's all going to be banned. What are you in for, man? 153 beats a minute. Oh, that sucks. This is ridiculous. But the jails are going to be awesome. They're going to be filled with DJs, I'd imagine. Really cool DJs. I want to go to a Chechnya jail. Welcome to Chechnya jail. Yes, here you go. Put on your headphones. Chechnya jail. Chechnya jail. So anyways, the Cultural Ministry of Chechnya, these idiots made the announcement in a statement earlier this week. The new standard of music that they're requiring is relatively slow. Oh, no kidding. Slow compared to a lot of modern day pop music and would rule out a number of Western genres from being played publicly in the conservative Islamic society. Gotta love these conservative societies. They're so fun. Oh, yeah. Imagine growing up in places like this. People have, and it's just a lot of suffering. The movie Footloose was about this. Remember the town that couldn't dance? I think Footloose would be banned in this place, though. I'm gonna cut a Footloose, loose, back to jail. Now, it says here the Republic's leader, Ramzan Kadyrov, sounds like a great guy, someone you want to have a beer with. He instructed the cultural minister to make Chechen music, quote, conform to the Chechen mentality. Oh, really? The Chechen mentality or the mentality of a bunch of constipated men that are running the mentality? I think it's the latter. Here's a quote from the leader here. Borrowing musical culture from other people is inadmissible. Inadmissible, I tell you. Next thing you know, the women will be happy. And by the way, let me just state for the record that a lot of just innocuous slow songs don't fall within this strict BPM protocol that these morons are putting out there. 80 to 160 is very slow. For instance, here's some songs that are faster than that. Hot Cross Buns, guys, is 120 beats per minute. Guys, let me repeat. Hot Cross Buns. You know the one? Ba 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 ba. That stupid song, the first song I ever learned how to play on a little recorder at school. 120 beats per minute. Another one. Mary Had a Little Lamb. 123 beats per minute. Mary had a little lamb. Yeah. This guy's thinking like it's just techno music. No, it's all music, buddy. It's Eminem. It's R. Kelly. Although I don't, you know, there's other reasons that you shouldn't probably be playing R. Kelly. I like R. Kelly, but I can understand. It says the Republic is giving artists until June 1st to rewrite their music so that it meets the criteria. If their music isn't reworked with the new speed limit, I guess you could call it, they won't be allowed to perform it in public. Imagine you're just out there, boom, chicka, boom, chick, boom, chicka, boom, chick, in the stockade with you, too fast. The article says all Western rave and techno music, which tends to be of a higher BPM, would be banned under the new rule. Yeah, they keep talking about techno and rave music. Guys, yeah, rave and techno music completely overshoots the strict protocol. Just normal songs are too fast. Celine Dion would be, my heart will go on, woo, woo, woo. Who's playing this super fast, crazy music? Who's playing Heart Will Go On, crazy fast music? Put them in the prison. And, you know, it's going to be hilarious to see the new police equipment. They show up with handcuffs, a gun, and a metronome. Oh, man, this is so stupid. Well, I feel so horrible for the artists in Chechnya, the women in Chechnya, gay people in Chechnya, pretty much everybody in Chech, I feel bad for. You guys, come over here. Come over here. You can play your music. It's all good. You don't have to wear crap over your face. And you can love who you want to love. It's pretty great. I mean, you might get shot over here, but, you know, at least you can get shot listening to some great music. Yeah. Like Michael Jackson or whatever. Anyways, if you're over there in Chechnya, you better, and I don't say this lightly, you better Chechnya yourself before you Rechnya yourself. Because too fast beats be bad for your health, yo.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Yay!
Hey, my friends.
My friends are so depressed.
Alone. You know that one? That's a deep cut Chili Pepper song. Sort of deep cut. It did have some radio play, but, you know, they don't play anything live off that album because it's the Dave Navarro album. And apparently they had a bad falling out, it seems like. Anyways, that's probably too much Red Hot Chili Pepper trivia for you. But I used to sing in a Red Hot Chili Pepper band, and we would occasionally do that one. I like that one. Yeah, this is Sida Jonesy that you maybe don't know. I got a nice email. Let's get to the email. Enough of me. Kim from Northeast Philly. Nurse Kim, we call her. And her family are big fans of the show. Been for years. She writes, love the story about the Burger King drive-through from yesterday, Jonesy. Got to say, I too thought the bill was cheap considering what he ordered. I laughed my ass off over the nine kids, dogs, cats, ferret, and a fruit bat. LMAO, a fruit bat, Jonesy. I miss what you said his name was because I was laughing too hard. Well, Kim, the fruit bat's name was Carol in the story. It's Carol. I actually have a joke in my stand-up comedy act where I talk about having a pet fruit bat, and I call the fruit bat Carol in the joke. So I just thought I would just keep that as the fruit bat name in the podcast as well. Kim writes, going on my third year listening to Weird AF News every day as part of my Alexa daily news briefing, Jonesy, my family listens, and my neighbors. The neighbors weren't a fan at first, but seems you have a way of growing on people. Phew, thank you. She says, thanks for all you do and keep it going. I appreciate you, your loyal fan, Nurse Kim. Shout out to Nurse Kim and the family and the neighbors over in Northeast Philly. I'd love to hang out. I don't get to hang out with Philly people very often, although some of my comedian friends are from Philly and they're very cool people because I like hanging out with people from Philly because they're passionate about sports and I'm passionate about sports as well. So we seem to get along. We have the same sort of sports mentality where we're crazy about the sports and our teams make us do crazy things. You know, like if we win a championship, we light the neighborhood on fire. That's a Boston thing and a Philly thing, I find. Got some comments on YouTube for the same episode. I usually don't give shout outs to my YouTube commenters and listeners, but I don't have that many on YouTube, only about 2,000 subscribers on there. But there's some good ones on there. There's people listening regularly, commenting regularly. So let's give them a little shout out. Chris44GY says, good afternoon. Thank you for another upload. So shout out to him. Let's see. Overy wrote, you could send some Middle Eastern man to the island, the goat island, as they just love goats. Jonesy, I guess you could. Overy writes, are you in Finland, Jonesy? Because we have a bear on the drink on the beer bottle. So I'm going to say, no, I'm not in Finland, but good. That's a good guess. That's a good guess. I put it out there yesterday that there's a golden animal on the beer in the country that I'm currently at. I should leave another clue. Hold on. Let me figure this out. All right. Here's a clue, and this may just give it away. There's a festival this weekend that's going to feature squirt guns. So you guys could probably easily figure this out. But I'm flying to another country, so I'm going to be out of here, baby. but I'll be back. I'll be back. Anyways, thanks to everybody who reached out and commented. Shout out to my YouTubers as well. I don't give them a lot of love on here, but they're a nice little loyal crew over there that take in the podcast on YouTube. I'm not in the video recording it where you can see me in the video recording it. It's the audio that's on there. But it's a good place to have the podcast because there's a huge audience on YouTube. And so I'm always trying to grow the audience. That's why people like Kim are so helpful. Kim's like made her neighbors listen to my show even when they didn't want to, apparently. She just kept at it. So yeah, I think the best way to spread the show is by word of mouth to friends and family and whatnot. And it would be very helpful if you suggested the Weird AF News podcast to a friend. So I'd appreciate that. And if you already have, then thank you. Thank you so much. It's a good way to support the show. You can also buy Jonesy a coffee while I'm on my travels by going to the website weirdafnews.com. Buy me a coffee, or you can join the Patreon. That's a great way to support the show. I'm going to be putting up some great photos of my travels in the Patreon. I've already posted one, but I'm going to post a few more. And so if you're in the Patreon, be ready for that. You can join the Patreon by going to patreon.com/weirdafnews or downloading the Patreon app on your phone and doing a search for Weird AF News. Anyways, my email, funnyjones@gmail.com. If you want to send me any articles or whatever, just say hi. That's pretty cool. All right. Take care of yourself. Love you. Bye.